I like to take a very quick charge. After which, we have seen God move in that first segment with impartation on barren women, on pregnant women, those who are already impacted by God. And we'll see it, a quick balance of today's ministration. Speaking on the subject, the gift of today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. He said, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow or tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Our objective this morning is to understand the power of today. And I'm only going to say four things. If I finish saying in 10 minutes, then we are true. Number one, today is the most important day of your life. It's the most important day of anybody's life. Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. That was why the Bible said in Psalm 150 and in verse 6, it said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It has been said that yesterday is in the tomb. It has been buried. And tomorrow is in the womb. It has not been born. You are left with only today as a gift. The meaning of that is, today is a gift. Therefore, celebrate the gift of today. There were people who yesterday looked forward to today. It wasn't to be. Today is a gift. It's the most important day of your life. You have no power over yesterday. You have no power over tomorrow. Then today must be maximized. We are still on point number one. Number two, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow. Live one day at a time. That is verbatim translation of the Living Bible of Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of tomorrow. Live one day at a time. Worry about tomorrow is the damage of today. So many people spend their time worrying about tomorrow until today became wasted. Worrying about tomorrow is the damage of today. Concern about tomorrow is the death of today. You were a smoker and you have stopped smoking today. Will I be able to avoid smoking tomorrow? Overcome today first. Will I be able to avoid drinking tomorrow? Will I be able to be able not to drink tomorrow? Sit in today first. Will I be able to avoid immoral temptations tomorrow? Succeed in today first. When you succeed in today, and there are 7 todays, you have succeeded in a week. If there are 30 todays, you have succeeded in a month. If there are 365 todays, you succeeded in a year. Don't let the care of tomorrow kill today. Hand over the concerns of tomorrow into the hands of your maker today. Is God speaking to anybody at all? Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow. Live one day at a time. Take life a day at a time. Number 3. Today is the day to make the decisions that are important for life and eternity. Today is the day. Any decision that is important for life and is important for your eternity is to be made today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. Say, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard you in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Decisions that border on your destiny, decisions that border on your life, decisions that border on eternity must be made now. Am I communicating? Like the decision to quit smoking, like the decision to quit drinking, like the decision to discontinue with that woman you have not married and you are living together like husband and wife. Like the decision to pack out of that man's house, even if you have to die of hunger. Like the decision to stop collecting bribe or giving bribe to succeed. Like the decision unto wickedness. Like the decision to go far with God and not one leg in church and one leg out. Like the decision to become everything God wants you to be. Today is the best time to make that decision. In fact, yesterday was the best. Today is already getting too late. And tomorrow is not to be thought about. Am I communicating? And I will give you the reason why shortly. That will take us to point number 4. But number 3, don't forget, the most important decisions. When I was in courtship with my wife to get married, I was in courtship for 2 years and 4 months. One day my mother asked me, I've told this story before, and she said, when are you going to get married? And I said, I don't know yet. We are just planning and preparing. Because I was looking at many things in the physical. Looking at financial things and looking at several things. And she told me, fix the date. And before I could ask why, she said, whatever has no date may not come to pass. She said, if anything must come to pass, it must be given a date. Procrastination is the destruction of destiny. Indecision is the abortion of the future. Any decision that borders on your life and borders on your eternal destiny must be made today. Otherwise, it may never be made at all. That leads to point number four, which says, don't keep on putting things over till tomorrow, because a day will come when tomorrow will never come. Say that again. Don't keep on putting important things over till tomorrow, because a day will come when tomorrow never comes. A day will come when tomorrow will never come. Do you know the meaning of that? The meaning is, you only have power over today. You don't have power over tomorrow. James chapter 4 verse 14. He said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You have power over today. Why I say you don't have power over tomorrow is not because we are predicting that you should die before your time. But the truth is, Jesus Christ can come any day. The second truth is, if your life is not right with God, God is not duty bound to secure you. If your life is not right with God, you give the enemy license to do anything he wants. Am I communicating? Don't keep on pushing things over, important things, till tomorrow, because a day will come when tomorrow will never come. It is that young man who said, let me enjoy my life a little, and then later on I'll give myself over to God. And he took a journey and he never returned. It's that person who said, tomorrow I will be in church and give my life to Christ tomorrow, not today. And that never came. Am I communicating? It was that young man that was in church with his friend and heard an altar call and refused to go out because he was looking at his friend. What will my friend think? And the two of them didn't go out. He knew he should go out, but he was looking at his friend. How will his friend feel? And he died, I think, by an accident after that service. And his friend gave his life to Christ at his funeral. His friend said, so life is so short like this. I surrender to God. The first one, because of his friend, he went to hell. The second one, because of his friend, he went to heaven. Don't let anybody take you to hell. Don't keep pushing things, important things, over till tomorrow that could be done today. Because a day will come when tomorrow never comes. If you have 24 hours to live, what will you do with your life? Do it now. Because a day will come when you will have only 24 hours to live. It will definitely come. For everybody, no matter how old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was with a great giant of the faith of Christianity by name Pastor W.F. Kumuyi yesterday. And I looked at him. He's 77 years old. In 3 years' time, he will be 80. And I looked at him, I said, this man has not wasted his life. He has lived as he should live. The life well invested. Till today, he's writing his sermons and printing it out to give you that age. That is how to live. As if you have only 24 hours. And you will live it because one day you will have only 24 hours on earth. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Shakobalaya. Those who answered that altar call first, when the woman of God read that seed of destiny and gave an altar call, I told you to lift your hands at that time, and I told you I will pray for you. Those ones, quickly come out first. Just come out first. Don't be the last to come. Quickly, as you come, come with your Bibles. Whether you are in the sanct galleries, in the middle there, you were so many there. Just remain seated. All those that mother and the Lord led you in prayer, you prayed after her, and then I asked you to wave your hands, you did. I asked you to wave it again 2-3 times. Quickly first. Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to see your face. Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to live for you. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all. I have just one life to live. I have just one life to live. Oh, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord. Take it from the first song, first verse. Lord, I have no use anymore. Keep coming. Let me be acceptable. Let me be pleasing to you. There's one reason I die, and that is to live for you. Take me, Lord, and use me, Lord. Take me, Lord, and use me. Oh. Let me be accepted. Let me be pleasing to you. There's one reason. For this massive harvest, I'm sure that some already have come out also in addition. But anywhere you are, you say, Pastor, I heard this message today. Today is my gift. And I don't want to push this decision till tomorrow anymore. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want to rededicate myself to God and I want to go far with God. Anywhere you are, still in that congregation, now stand up on your feet quickly and pick up your Bibles. Yes, God bless you. Don't be the last to come, be the first to come. If the front is filled, we charge up the aisles and charge up all the way to the aisles. Main sanctuary, galleries, overflows. Quickly pick your bags and your Bibles and come forward at the count of seven. Today is my day of decision. I will not wait till tomorrow. One.
Help me not to waste my
two.
Life.
Quickly, quickly, quickly. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward.
Let me leave your plan.
God bless you.
And your purpose for me now.
You are bound with any form of addiction, tobacco smoking, alcohols, drinking, bad feelings, living with a man or woman you have not married. You are tied to a bondage. You say, I have tried to help myself, I can't help myself. Maybe you are here even with that point of contact of that bad thing. You will come out quickly. I'll give you only the count of five for this. Wherever you are, quickly rush out and receive your deliverance. One.
I have made up my mind to follow you.
Two. Addictions of tobacco, alcohol, anything like that.
Lord of all, the Lord of all those things, God make me a qualified. That's a person in your head.
So I can be useful, Lord.
So I can be useful.
Sing it one more time,
Lord. I have made up my mind to follow you till the end. I am taking up the cross.
Three.
I am on the
keep coming.
Oh, really, Lord of all the things.
I have just one life to live.
I believe that God has brought you here today. And if this was the only reason why we came to this service this morning, it was more than worth it. This is Crusade Altar Call. Dr. Miss Enenche, can you come forward and let us. The Bible said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? It is not a miracle at all if your blind eyes open here and you still open your eyes at the end in hell. It's not a testimony at all if God gave you a breakthrough and you got married, you got fruit of the womb, you got all monies, you got everything, and at the end it is still hellfire. Doesn't profit anything. Congratulations to you. Place your right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand. Lead them to Christ. Then I'll pray on them.
Thank you for today. Thank you for this opportunity that I have to make my ways right with you. Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. I am sorry for taking you for granted, for taking your grace for granted, for living in compromise, and for living a life that has reproached you again and again and again. Jesus, forgive me. Come into my life today. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away all my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. I will live to please you, O Lord. Grant me the grace to say no to sin. Help me to be decisive, to be committed, to be determined to live above sin. In the name of Jesus, I receive your help. Break every addiction from my life. Break every addiction from my life. I'm now born again. I'll live for you. No turning back. In Jesus' name.
Place the right hand on your chest. Lift the other hand up. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time because I worship you, Lord. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time because I worship you. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time because I am serving you. People say I waste my life because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time.
What a good way.
Chest, leave the other hand up. Father, I pray for everyone here today. I ask that your hand will touch them.
I decree and declare that the hold of sin be broken of your life. The grip of the enemy be broken off your life. The help of God be released upon you.
In the name of Jesus, the grace to live for God, the grace to do His will is released upon you now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just remain where you are. Among the people that came out, I saw a woman with one crutch who came out for altar call. Is she around?
Always my life again and again on you, on you.
Come on.
There is nothing in the wasted love on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted on you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted on you, on you, on you.
What happened to your mother? What happened to you? Where was it? Take a look at that there. So you broke the leg there. When was the accident?
This year.
Which year?
Last year. June.
What time?
June last year.
And you had the crutch since then?
Yes.
Come forward. The Bible said he forgiveth your iniquities and healeth your diseases. You came out to receive forgiveness of sins. You are also receiving the healing of your affliction. In the name of Jesus, you devour behind this broken bone and this deformity. Your tenure expires.
Power of the Holy Ghost, go out of that body.
Jesus' name. Be healed. It's your leg. Don't worry. Just lift it. Just lift it like this. Yeah. Down. Lift it up. Do what I do. Do what I do. Do it faster. Walk on him. Just walk on him. Just walk on their normal. Walk on their normal.
Can you see how free the leg is? Are you seeing that how free the leg is? How painless it is? Just walk on there. Walk on there. Are you just looking like that, people? Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the praise. The praise. praise, the praise, the praise, the praise, the praise. Can you show the people how you came? How were you walking with this crutch when you came? No, just demonstrate. Show us how you were walking with the crutch, with the crutch. How you were walking before you came. All the weight was on that crutch. All the weight. Now show the devil how you can walk. Walk on there now. Walk on there. March, march, march like a soldier. Are you just looking like that? Are you just looking like that? That's right.
This my God, oh, I never see your
anybody
title.
Anybody aware of her case?
This kind God, oh,
blessed
be your holy name. Shout of praise.
Everyone with a crutch or a stick, you can lift it up where you are. And in the name of Jesus, the broken bone is healed. Paralysis is gone. I declare that the hands and the legs are moving. You are on a wheelchair outside or in the court lying down there. At the count of three, I command you to march like I am doing. Everybody, those are crutches with everything. You see what I'm doing? The camera should show them what I'm doing. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you just begin to march like that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every broken bone mended. I command every paralyzed leg to be healed. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, be healed. Be healed. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. March the leg like I am doing right now. March it like I am doing like right now. Yes, that's right. That's right. Do it outside there. With your crotch lifted. March like I'm doing now. Lift it up and march. Yes, I see that father there, papa there. March forward, march forward. Oh, the front is congested. No space. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. March on this. Papa here, march on. That's right, that's right. Wonderful. Papa, what was wrong with you? Was it stroke? Come forward, come up, come up.
Unchangeable God, unchangeable God.
Where was paralyzed? You are paralyzed to the hand. Hand. How did you walk when you came? Stick up. Papa, when I say 1, 2, 3, you lift it. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Be healed, Papa. 6 years. Hold on. And he couldn't lift this hand at all. This hand couldn't lift at all.
At all since 2006.
For 6 years. And now he just lifted it to the second hand. Now the leg is healed. The balance of the paralysis is gone. What a mighty God. The man with the neck there, lift your hands. Two hands. Okay, you can't lift it more than that. You can't lift it more than that. Bring him forward. Congratulations. Congratulations. Lift it up. Walk back with your crotch lifted. Are you seeing her walking back with her crotch lifted and without a crotch? Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord the praise. Everybody whose life and destiny is paralyzed, anything that is grounded around you is rising up and walking and running. Rising up and walking and running. Rising up and walking and running. Bye-bye. What happened to you?
Yes, sir. They were supposed to have a knee challenge. They're supposed to do a knee half replacement. He has been using this walking stick for a couple of weeks. Then he came leaping on it. But right now he can walk without it.
That is his father.
My father.
His own father.
Yes. Yeah, knee replacement. Yes.
Congratulations. Lift up your hand. How did you walk when you came with it? Lying on it. Leaning on it. All right. Walk without leaning on it. Just move by yourself. Are you just looking like
only
that?
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do
what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can heal.
Ay, 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 ay,
who no man
One minute.
Yes, sir.
Sir, our brother said he traveled to his village about 6 months ago. When he came back from the village, all he had to notice was that his neck became stiff, the spine became troublesome and painful, and this hand he could not move. He said he even met you at Newcastle, that was last year.
Oh.
He tried to see you but couldn't. That one was when this was developing. Oh. He said, here he is now, that it is a divine, his own divine appointment.
Newcastle in the UK.
I wanted to pray for him, telling him, lift up your hand, not knowing that the hand could not lift. But today is your day.
Owner of evil, Lord carry.
He went to the village and got that attack.
Owner of evil, Lord carry your load.
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 Back to sender, back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender,
back to sender,
back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Me anywhere you came from, on your mind, on your mind, get set, shout go! Be healed.
His neck became stiff, pain all the way down the spine, hand is crippled, cannot go up anymore, head is stiff and couldn't move. Look at him doing what he's doing now, couldn't do it, and you are just standing and looking like that.
Oh yeah, you know. Hola, hola, hola,
hola, hola, hola, hola. The whole story. This affliction is returned back to sender. This pain leaves you and returns back no more. And in the name of Jesus, your testimony shall be permanent. If affliction such as this is good, wherever it came from, may they enjoy it. May they experience and enjoy it. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. This now is your souvenir. What you say? It's like a bangle now. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Fine. Fire. Congratulations.
but it should have danced everyone dance. Is permanent. The one with the crutch is lifted there. That's right. Lift it up and walk again. Walk back to your seat where you are coming from. Walk towards the seat. Walk more perfectly. Powerful, 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 powerful. Are you just looking like that? And the Lord of Lords, he's dancing and even dancing. Can the medical officer come here? They brought somebody here just now.
Who is he to you?
It's my brother.
What happened to him?
We slept last night. He was dreaming, shouted that they want to kill me, they want to kill me. And he was shouting Jesus.
That they want to kill him. And when he woke up, and when you woke up in the morning, what happened?
He was unable to talk.
Eh?
He was unable to talk.
Was he awake?
Walk.
He couldn't walk. But was he awake?
Was awake.
Was he conscious?
In life conscious, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir. He was conscious.
But wait, the doctor that attended
the doctor. Hold on, wait. Can the doctor come, please? To tell us the condition of this or the nurse. Come over here and let us know what was the condition.
This morning, they brought him to my hospital. He knocked and I said, who is that? They said, somebody is not sick. And I said, okay, wait. And I opened the door. When he came, he couldn't even move. They carried him. I started praying. And I called the doctor that somebody is sick. He came out. It was so serious. In my phone, I started praying. He was rushing.
That devil is a bastard. Wanted to render a young girl useless to the spirit of insanity. But when they showing her before, that's who they were showing. When she came.
I'm sorry.